website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, Palm Coast Listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We look forward to the dialogue and discussion that you join us with, and we're thankful for you as our audience. We set the stage, we ask the questions, and we invite you to call in, give your answer, your response, your dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. We're talking about today two or three things, but with the major issue being that of the indictment of Donald Trump. June 8th, 2023. You say, well, that's a powerful statement. I believe that to be true. I believe our Bill of Rights, I believe all that we have that's vested in our Bill of Rights, I believe all that we have experienced for approximately 250 years in out of the banana republic that we have become, with the thugs with badges making the decisions, not the House, not the Senate, but the thugs with badges, at the direction of the cognitively depleted puppet that's in the Oval Office. We're going to talk about that today. Invite your hearing us as a nation, and what should we think on that? The second thing that we'll talk about today, and it is, I believe, inextricably linked together, we're going to talk about Pride Month. Pride, what does the word pride mean? What does it mean to have Pride Month? What does it mean to have the sodomites in the street, some half-nude, and media applaud it? You think that is beneficial to American culture?
Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. We'll return to Dr. Youngblood shortly, but there are some interconnection issues. Hang on, we'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues on the Truth. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. We had a momentary disconnect, but we are going to go back to the studio. And here is once again Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe demons are working overtime today. The information, the issue that we want to discuss today, I believe so vital that we're seeing the interference from the demons on low, if you will. We're talking about June the 8th of 2023. The land of the free, the home of the brave, is a thing of yesteryear. I believe the nation, America, the United States of America, has been blessed with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, with equal protection under the law. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe our Bill of Rights are gone. Equal justice under the law is gone. Our constitutional republic is gone. No longer can any American just in any way trust our government. Today, America is simply a third world banana republic. Controlled by the DOJ, the CIA, the FBI, the IRS, the DHS, not the House of the Senate. No longer we have three-tier governmental system, where we have the House and the Senate, the executive office. That's no longer the case. No longer do we have today where the Oval Office had the three parts of our justice system. We don't have that today. We don't have the American Constitutional Republic. It's gone. And perhaps you need to ask the question. Perhaps you are concerned. Perhaps you have dialogue and discussion you'd like to have on that. We're talking about that today, along with the latter portion of the be concerned about and understand in relationship to this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that we always seek. Jesus says, I am truth. The word of God says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. We need to focus on it and understand that God's word endures forever. I'm looking at the statement made by the 15th century theologian and church reformer. It says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live each and every day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today with Dr. Davis, and I call him Dr. Davis. He has earned and just had the privilege of graduating with his Doctor of Ministry degree. We're difficulties.
Well, I would certainly say, Dr. Youngblood, first I say good morning, amen, to my bride of 37 years and all of my family and friends that are listening. Amen. It's nothing but a trick of old Slewfoot.
That's right.
He's still up to his old tricks. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Youngblood, we still have to be because as a society that was established by rules and laws, mm-hmm. it seems as though today that they are finding no place for it.
That's right.
In society on today. Mm-hmm. So for us as ministers of the gospel, we have to realize if law wasn't necessary, law never sent ministers into the picture in order to help the church.
That's right.
So we need to understand on today, in order for us to be able to stand, first of all, let's rely upon God, mm-hmm. because he's the one that gave us, amen, law and order from the very first beginning.
That's right.
And then we need to know where to apply that mm-hmm. into society.
Ponder for a moment. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the righteous can pray. We can stand and understand in that standing that we're to be salt. a few brief statements from this article. Trump's indictment in Miami puts him on favorable ground. Former President Donald J. Trump informed the public Thursday evening that he had been summoned to face an arraignment next week at Miami's federal courthouse in presumed Jack Smith is the one that was appointed by the DOJ, Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith to be the special counsel or the special arbiter in relationship to President Trump and their claim that he had mishandled, misused, and had taken home was raided. Those boxes were taken, and yet they're still trying to prosecute him for that. But Jack Smith has had, I believe if I'm not mistaken, in my research on the man, he's had every case that he's ever brought has been ultimately reversed down through the years that he's prosecuted and is using major error in the beginning of each of his prosecutorial cases, and the Supreme Court's overturned each and every one of them. So he is 8-0, if you will, as I understand it today. This article further says, though Trump, now the front product of partisan and weaponized justice system, the venue of the case offers Trump some little advantage in defending himself. The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys, Trump says, that I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes, B-O-X-E-S, federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Box hoaxes refers to the FBI's August 2022 raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, seeking classified material the former president may have taken from the White House upon his departure. Prior to the raid, Trump voluntarily the DOJ has not unsealed criminal has seven criminal indictments. News for Trump, however, as Just the News has learned, the U.S. District Judge Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N, Aileen Cannon, will handle the presidential document case. Cannon is a Trump appointee. Moreover, Trump's claim of political prosecution are bound to resonate with the inhabitants of nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, you may or may not have heard it on the news. If you look at the Communist Network News, they're already gleeful, already applauding the fact that Trump will wind up in a orange jumpsuit, that Trump will wind up being in prison, Trump will wind up hypothetical footnote. I believe that this will enhance President Trump's population vote in the United States of America. I believe that this will enhance the number of people that will stand with President Trump in the 2024 election. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom has left us. Okay, if Tom's listening, he can call back. I don't know what happened. Don't know whether it's our technology or his telephone. But we'd love to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917.
All the time. You know, as I see all these things that are happening, you know, on a daily basis, we're supposed to be a society that set the bar for the rest of the world.
That's right.
Because we had laws and rules of government that were supposed to be superior. Government seems to overstep their bounds by abusing the power that was intended for the government to use in order to keep things in a certain way, running like a well-oiled machine in society.
Right.
But now, where's it going? I mean, I just don't understand. Just plain citizens.
Yes.
And then they can step up high as far as the office of president to persecute, you know, even those that are holding the highest office in the land.
Yes.
So for me, that's barbaric.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Because only barbarians from other countries are able to do certain. You stepped over your bounds like that. Even I don't care if you held an office in a higher, you know, a higher position.
Right.
Sometimes that will cause you to lose your head.
Yes.
They would decapitate you.
Oh, absolutely. This is called political prisoners. This is called a third world banana republic, because an power in his position and his authority, then he's going to remove and destroy those that are his threat.
Amen.
As he views them. And we see that taking place in America. In fact, how can we, one of the conservative commentators last evening on the television broadcast about this, one of the commentators had democracy. We're devolving into a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. We've always had a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. Our nation is founded on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, contrary to what men Declaration of Independence. They formed our Constitution and wrapped therein our Bill of Rights. And without a Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, we have no rights at all. And as Dr. Davis was saying just a moment ago, if they can do that to President Donald J. Trump as a former president of the United States of America, because we no longer have the rule of law.
Amen.
We have thugs with badges, the DOJ, the FBI, the DHS, the IRS, the CIA, etc. All of those, ladies and gentlemen, have decided they're going to go rogue, and they don't have to Recently, he finally decided to do so when they said, we're going to subpoena you and lock you up if you don't. And I don't know how that would happen. That was the threat. But to lock up someone through the House and the Senate, it'd have to come out of the DOJ. The DOJ is certainly not going to. Merrick Garland. As Supreme Court Justice, and under the leadership of Donald Trump and the House and the Senate, they refused to even bring his name up to have consideration as a Supreme Court justice, and rightly so. But as a result of that, the Obama administration, now with Biden supposedly in charge, behind the scenes, Obama still running the show with his third term in office as the puppet. Joe Biden is holding the seat. We're finding now that Merrick Garland hates Donald Trump and will do anything. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you watch He said he knew nothing about it. He had said nothing, done nothing, was not the instigator in it. Ladies and gentlemen, something that goes this high, this important with our nation, it came right out of Biden's authorization. Nothing more and nothing less.
Well, I might give him a pass, Dr. Youngblood.
Been sleeping. In fact, he doesn't even, as we'd call it today, report to work in order to do anything until 12 o'clock, and then he's off at 4 o'clock each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need today to recognize the desperate condition of our great nation. Boxes, hoax, very similar to the previous article. He says, I never thought it possible for such a thing to happen to a former president. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. Former President Donald J. Trump said Thursday he has been indicted on federal charges emerging from the special counsel. Ladies and gentlemen, the corrupt. That I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax, even though additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C., even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania, and documents strewn all over his garage with where he parks his Corvette, and which is secured only by a garage door that is paper thin and open most of the time. A former president in the United States of America, who received far more votes than any sitting president in history of our country, and is currently leading by far all candidates, both Democrat and Republicans, in the polls of the 2024 election. He says, but together we'll make America great again. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts about the indictment of President Trump? Do you think that is right? Do you think that it is good? Do you think that this will enhance President Trump's votes in America? I believe it will enhance the passion of conservative, patriot, Christian Americans to stand for him even more. In fact, on one of the networks last evening, positive comments about the conservatives and the Christians in America loving President Trump. He said, Dr. Jeffers said, this will not change the opinion of the conservatives and the Christians in America as to their vote and their stand our president once again. A very, very powerful statement by Dr. Robert Jeffers, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And I'm in the same agreement. I'm in the same opinion. I believe that. Love to hear from you. Do you believe this will harm President Trump or help him? Now, listen, I don't know if any other Donald Trump, I don't believe any other presidential candidate that's now in the arena would have the spine, the backbone, the tenacity, the love for America to do what he's doing. He's the only president in United States history that lost millions of dollars just for serving 4 years as president. And he's still spending millions a constitutional attorney. Possible that they will America Died was June the 8th, 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He says it's just one more hoax and a case of election interference. Former President Trump on social media denouncing his indictment in a classified documents investigation that stems from the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago. The former president vows to keep on fighting. Other Republicans chiming in, Congressman Jim Jordan calling it a sad day for America. Florida Governor and GOP presidential contender Ron DeSantis says the weaponization of federal law enforcement represents a mortal threat to a free society. Relief has started arriving for parts of the eastern U.S., covered in a smoky haze from all those wildfires in Canada, changing weather patterns, helping to cleanse the air in some places. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 109 points, the Nasdaq 139 higher. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. We're having a lot of technical difficulties, so if you hear the program blinking in and out, you know it's not me. Because the subject that we're covering, the demons just simply do not want it heard. Because we're going to continue to talk about the indictment of President Donald J. Trump. And later we'll talk about the Pride Month and what does the word pride mean, biblically speaking, and what are we seeing in America? Are we watching the death, Do we have Ray on the line?
Hey, Gene, can you repeat this show tomorrow?
I can. Tomorrow's Saturday. If we do, it'll have to be Monday's broadcast.
You're owed that because they're cutting the feed.
Well, I don't know what's happening, but it's sure disconcerting when you've got a program that's very, 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 very timely and important, but to see it taking place like it is, it's one of the systems that's in relationship to our discussion today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about the day America died. With the president's office and with the indictment, and where are we going as a nation? Do we have hope for America? Should we just simply fold up our tents and go home? Or do we simply, as Christians, what do we do as Christians when we see these things taking place? What should we do? What should our response be?
To see us through, because unless he intervenes right now, I see trouble coming down the pipe.
Yes.
Things are so unstable. And again, I mean, we have to realize, God is the one that sets up the leaders, and he's interference has taken place in the last election, and this person sitting there now might have gotten there by ill means.
Oh, I think he did. Yes.
So what we have to realize, still yet, God's still in control. He hadn't lost control, but because we have made choices contrary to God's word, still we don't need to lose hope.
That's right. We can't.
We still need to trust in God. So we as American citizens still have to realize there is still a constitution in place. There are still people in positions that are willing to enforce the constitution that's going to abide by the constitution so that we can benefit from that. Other words, if that doesn't happen, we're in for some deep trouble.
Oh, absolutely. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, I believe what we're watching today is the progressive hand of God's judgment on a nation. I'm looking at an article, Pastor Davis. Jay Sekulow, ACLJ chief counsel, says this: the deep state is slowly corroding our constitutional republic. The FBI interferes in our elections. The DOJ seeks to imprison pro-lifers and conservatives. In a disinformation review board, there's nothing Biden's deep state thinks it can't do. The law and the Constitution are simply irrelevant guidelines for the bureaucracy, end quote. And that summarizes what you just said.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Summarize it.
Amen.
Indictment to try. In fact, it's an attempt to prevent him from being a candidate for the 2024 presidential election. It's an attempt to try to prevent President Donald J. Trump from being able to be on the campaign trail. In fact, one of the constitutional attorneys said that it might be a major, or perhaps they might have him restrained where he is is put in position that he's not allowed to leave the state of Florida, or he's not allowed to travel, et cetera. All of those things, potentials and possibilities, and it's all designed to prevent him from campaigning to become the 47th president of the United States of America, to be sense of Biden's bribery documents. Listen carefully. Do you find it somehow fascinating, intriguing, or some kind of ironic thing that on the very day that they make public the findings of the if not hundreds of millions of dollars from Venezuela, from Ukraine, from China, and from other sources around the globe where they've been selling influence in the president's office for years. In fact, some of these things with Biden in the latest report, some 165 different bank statements have been made about irregularities taking place in the banking process with the Biden family cabal grifters taking money from China. Spy balloons over America. This is the reason President Trump, President Biden, has done nothing to restrain China and its threats against America, and they're flexing the muscle, is because Biden has been on the take from China and China. Marjorie Taylor Greene reveals contents of Biden's bribery documents. Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene on Thursday revealed the contents of the document detailing an alleged bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden. After weeks of resistance, allegations from a confidential human source detailing the payment and the pay-to-play scheme of Biden. At issue is Ukrainian oil company Burisma, which was facing an investigation from Ukrainian prosecutor Biden to make the problems go away, Green said. That's what they specifically said. Burisma owner also said that he paid $5 million to one of the Bidens and paid $5 million to another Biden, and it was all bribery to get Shokin fired. The Bidens. In fact, according to Representative Comey, that's been doing the investigation in the U.S. House Committee, Oversight Committee, said that there was one of the notices in the 1023 form that bragged about the fact. That it would take 10 years for any agency to figure out where the money went, who got the money, and how it was spent. 10 years. They were bragging about it. When President Biden was asked the question yesterday about the bribery and the graft and what he had received, he just think you can. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I say that the day America died was June 8th, 2023, because if this, and by the way, this prosecutorial power, takedown of President Donald J. Trump is the first time in and his puppet controllers have just exhibited the most bizarre, the most unconstitutional act in American history. In all of history, in all of America, every president has had the privilege, the right, and the expectation of taking documents home with them, putting them in, has the right to declassify, just simply by saying the statement, declassify any documents. President Trump had done that. Joe Biden, as vice president, had no authority to declassify anything. And yet thousands upon thousands upon thousands, and may I say again, thousands upon former Vice President Pence is not being prosecuted. Hillary Clinton had destroyed 33,000 emails. She had smashed cell telephones and iPads with a hammer. She had used what is called beach blitz. Hard drives, and yet she's not prosecuted. In fact, the then director of the FBI, James Comey said no intelligent prosecutor would ever think about prosecuting Hillary Clinton on the evidence they had, and that was just a lie. That was a cover for Hillary Clinton. Constitution. And within that, the Bill of Rights no longer exists. Our nation, as we know it, as we've known it, the land of the free, the home of the brave, the nation as we've known it, died the authority, the leadership, the authorization, and the direction of Joe Biden. Though he says he knew nothing, did nothing, and said nothing, that is an absolute, unequivocal lie. Something that reaches this level has to go through the Oval Office before it is or the classification claim is simply a farce. Pastor Davis, before we go to another issue today, what are your wrap-up thoughts about what's happening with Joe Biden? Can we trust him? Is he an honorable person for what he's done in taking bribery and hush money or payoffs from other nations? That's treason. How should we view that as Christians, as citizens?
That's exactly, you took the words out of my mouth, Dr. Youngblood. That's exactly what was on my heart and mind to say. He's not a president that has exited the office yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting in the seat committing treason.
Yes.
Even on this very day as we speak right now.
Yes.
Still receiving paychecks from other countries and this kind of stuff. Receiving a check from the U.S. government. President Trump didn't receive a check.
That's right. He did it free.
He turned his pay down.
That's right.
Because he's got a big heart like that. He wanted to see the good of the American people happen.
He wants to serve the nation.
So, I mean, I still don't understand what the holdup is. Down to impeachment, because he's not worthy to hold that office and continue to do the thing that he continues to do.
I believe the impeachment process, of course, impeachment starts in the House, has to be confirmed, upheld by the Senate. I don't believe the Senate will ever do that, but I believe at least if there's a whether it gets traction, whether it is approved by and carried out by the Senate or not, we need to do that to show the American people that at least there's a tenacity and a spine in the backbone of those that are serving we the people. And by the way, that makes me recall. A government of the people, for the people, and by the people. It is by the thugs with badges that controls America today. But Dr. Davis, there's another issue that I believe goes hand in glove with that, and that's that we today, LGBTQ sodomized. Christians, conservatives, and anyone that's a moral, ethical person in America is being slapped in the face by what is called Pride Month. Pride Month, all across America, the media, the corporate entity, the businesses, and are simply jubilant today in the celebration of Pride Month. So just what is pride? A celebration of immoral, sinful, wicked, evil acts has, I believe, surpassed what's found in Sodom and Gomorrah. In Genesis, the 19th chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, you can study Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 and following, and you find when you get down to about verse 24, 25, 26, Gomorrah and the plains round about. And it's because even from the youngest to the oldest, men in the Sodom and Gomorrah cities were after the men. It was the what is called by the modern culture, gay acts or the homosexual acts, but God's word calls it sodomy. And we it's not just an acceptance and recognition, but full-fledged embracing of and the celebration of sodomy in our nation today. And it's called pride. Pride. So why is it called pride? What is gay pride? Dr. Davis, what have you found? What
in the book of Proverbs that pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So when we take pride, and we have to realize that there's no place in the scripture. Now, I can be correct. I have read through the Bible page to page and also other versions, I mean, that I study from, the ESV, the NIV, the New King James Version. I have never found a place in Scripture where God agreed with trait.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with God.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at God, there is no pride, not the type of pride that we're talking about today. That doesn't exist in his nature.
That's right.
So we as Christians on today, We should not have that dwelling with. Scripture say when we do that, then we are partakers of their evil deeds.
That's right.
So as Christians, as people that are connected to the family of God, whatever God hates, then we have to hate it also.
That's right.
So we have to realize when we look at this type of pride that we're speaking about, right?
And corrodes.
That's right. So if you allow that to take place, and if you go along with that, sooner or later, there are areas in your life that's going to start succumbing to what you are agreeing with pertaining to that pride. Go and understand, we're not to support these type of things. Now, we know that people like that have been around for many years, and that type of activity has been going on for a mighty long time. There's nothing we can do about that. But when we not allow this to saturate our lives and to rule and control how we live, neither let it take place in the lives of people in our families.
Amen.
Because we as people of God have to realize every place that the Israelites went, God told them not to partake
in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 13th verse, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and an evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. So God's word says, today. In fact, I'm looking at an article that is about 8 or 10 pages, and it's published primarily through the Jacksonville media. And it says Pride Month 2023. Here's a list of events and a guide. Marks the 24th Pride Month, which began when President Bill Clinton, declared June Gay and Lesbian Pride Month. In 2009, President Barack Obama declared that June LGBTQ Pride Month. On June 1st, 2021, Joe Biden says, love and support. Florida residents are encouraged to stand against any discrimination and reject any violence toward the LGBTQ community. Why don't we stand, ladies and gentlemen, against murder? Why don't we stand against rape? Why don't we stand against robbery? Why don't we take sin, immoral, ungodly acts, and then make it something that is to be proud of, when the scripture is very, very clear, and I'll go back and read that again. Fear the Lord is to hate evil. Then in the English version here, in evil way and the froward mouth. And you find all of that, ladies and gentlemen, identifying the sodomite movement, the lifestyle. And this article goes on with each day of the month of June, some special sodomite agenda program. And they've got full banners. Merchants in America that's embracing it. It's bad enough to see what's happening with Kohl's department store and with Walmart and with Target. And there are many, many, many others, ladies and gentlemen, that are the pride pushers. And the Bible says that God hates pride. And it talks about this, says, usually negative sense predominates, occurring 61 times in the text about the word pride. Goes on and further and said, including are the ideas of arrogance. Listen, pride in both disposition and attitude and a type of conduct. The normal meaning of pride is arrogancy. Arrogancy. This article further says the word pride means conceit, arrogance, and haughtiness. And ladies and gentlemen, when you look at what basically thumbing their nose at God and slapping the face of every Christian. So I say to you, as I've said so many times in the past several days, I believe it's time that Christians stand up, wake up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time that Christians say, we're going to boycott any that'll be a major, major change for us because I've shopped at Walmart for many, many years. I told my bride just the other day, we're going to start splitting our grocery shopping between Winn-Dixie and Publix. I'm not going back to Walmart's, and I believe that we need to take that stand. Yes, you might pay a penny. That you could do spending God's money at Walmart. I believe we need to let Walmart see a major, major, major precipitous drop in sales as a result of saying no to Walmart because they are pushing heavily. They're perhaps the greatest. They've made the brag about the fact they're not discontinuing or diminishing in any way. The Walmart stores. We need to stop shopping at Walmart. Stop Amen. Shopping at Target. Amen. Stop shopping at into the stores that promulgate, push, and display the Pride Month garbage that's a stench in the nostrils of God.
And you know, but, Dr. Youngblood, here's an article I found on Pride. I just want to insert this.
All right.
That are outside of heterosexual and cisgender. This iteration stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, two-spirit, intersex, asexual, and more. These type of things invoking his wrath
yes.
by celebrating this.
Absolutely.
Now, we're in enough trouble in this country already.
That's right.
I don't think we need for anything worse to happen.
That's right.
When 9/11 happened, we saw a lot of people turning to God. They
yes.
came to church
yes.
for a change.
That's right.
But when this even after this particular thing was supposed to be over, churches have not even started back up. There are many churches that have closed that never started back up.
That's right.
And the people now have become so complacent with church sitting at home on what they call Zoom meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. what God has called yes. us to do.
If we're going to have Pride Month, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we celebrate adultery? Have adultery Pride Month. Why don't we celebrate pedophile pride? Just celebrate all of those that molest little boys and girls. Oh, wait. That's what we're doing now with Pride Month. And the merchants celebrate this. What about us having white pride where we celebrate all that are white? We have white. Would that be embraced by the media or by any governmental agency? Why not celebrate killer's pride where we have high profile on all of those and have marches and parades and where all of those that are liars, and we have parades for them and praising them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is asinine. It is stupidity to say that. We understand that, but it's making a point that we're doing that today, and it's a stench in the nostrils of God, and I believe as a result of that, we can go back and say we can.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3.